Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's upset you now?
Well, I've come back from holiday.
Oh, yeah, you've been on holiday?
I was, no.
Spain?
Malaga.
That's Spain, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
That's where all like, the footballers go to play golf, isn't it?
Right. I don't know. Look, Grace got it and we ended up in a all-inclusive.
Perfect.
No.
Yeah, right. Sean, when you've got a child...
Yeah, this is what people keep saying.
You have to go all-inclusive.
But I don't... Maybe this thing didn't have a thing... Explain this to me.
Well, it just means that basically you wake up, you go to a restaurant, you have breakfast, it's all there, you don't have to worry about anything, and then you sit down, you eat your food, you get up, you leave. You know, there is no...
Where are you going? You leave. Where did you go when you left?
Back to the room.
Just then.
And then back to the room to get ready to go to the pool.
The thing is, there was the family pool. So we went to the family pool.
Oh, I'd sat love down. To see you at a family pool.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So I get out my book. It was like a perfect film. I get out my book.
Yes.
And as I get out my
Sean,
book.
Sean, sorry. I mean, I hate to be the ghost of Christmas. The book by the pool days are over.
Well, no.
You don't go, right, get the baby out, put that down, get out the book. You don't take the book to the pool anymore. You might be able to, she might have a nap in the afternoon and you might be able to grab an hour where you can read your book, like out on the balcony, if you're lucky.
My daughter wasn't the problem.
Okay.
I sat down.
You couldn't read. You bought a book in a different language. Oh, fucking hell. I forgot we're in Spain. I've bought the new Harry Potter book in Spanish.
Harry Potter.
Adios.
Adios Potter.
L Harry Potter. Oh. Go on then, what was the problem?
Adios potas and the philosophical stonas.
That's not Spanish.
That's not Spanish.
No shit.
That's not Spanish.
Just gonna throw over to our language expert now, Mikey. That's not Spanish.
I'm not listening to this anymore. Anyway, Walsh's giants.
The voice of reason there.
I meant the accent was not.
Right, do your Spanish Harry Potter.
Me?
Do your Spanish Harry Potter. Haras potas and the philosophical stonas.
No, that's not how you went. Haras potas and the philosophical...
Mikey, you've got, you looked incredible then. You've got to put that up.
My lord.
You look like Fu Manchu. So, the hat and the glasses and the beard.
Okay, what is a Fu Manchu?
Isn't that like a kind of white... I don't know. I'm looking... He's got like a sort of long, pointy beard. Fu Manchu, Google him. Sort of grasshopper. He's kind of like the wise one, isn't he? Fu Manchu.
Yeah, Fu Manchu. I don't know if I look that much like him, but yeah, I get who you mean now.
I mean, Mikey, is your plan for today's episode to just sort of chip in and kind of go, well, I don't look that much like him. That's not Spanish. Yeah. Are you just going to shit on everything that happens?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, great, he doesn't look like Fu Manchu. Fu Manchu's Chinese. Mikey's English. What are you talking about?
I think you find he doesn't wear glasses, but yeah, good joke, Paul. So Sean, you got your book out, you buy the kids pool. It's pandemonium down there, presumably. Was it war?
And then I got sunburnt day one. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Classic.
Open the book and then like I don't know what you're gonna
what book were you reading?
Oh, I don't recommend. It was what's it called? Oh, what's it called? What the fuck are you laughing?
I can't wait to hear this.
It was called Oh God, it's so embarrassing. And how does that make you feel? Oh,
I'm gonna wager that you were the only person at this all-inclusive holiday reading that book.
I would wager I was the only person at this all-inclusive holiday that had a book.
Right, okay, yeah.
Had seen a book, had heard of a book.
So you got down and started reading the book.
Yeah.
The music started. No, go on.
No, the music doesn't just stop very loud, like, da-da, Spice Girl, spice up your life. Da-da-da. I look round, the bloke.
Water aerobics.
Has put, yes!
Yeah.
And he's put the speaker next to my bed.
Amazing. Love this
Literally,
guy.
I just look like, what the fuck? And I look around and the speaker is next to the bed and he's clapping, da 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 yeah. da da. And then all of these.
Did you not get in?
Are you having a fuck? What?
That's fun.
Do the water aerobics. You would do the water.
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Because it's like. It's not a good, they're trying to make it fun, won't they? So get in with Iris, obviously. I'm not in there on my own.
Oh, right. Okay. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iris is a bit old. Not fucking Mildred. That's my dog. Wilder's like one. You can't do that one.
You could still get in and hold her and bob up and down. She'd like that, wouldn't she? Well, maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
Does she like water?
I mean, I wouldn't. Does she like water? She likes drinking it.
Oh, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, it's quite. It's like okay, now it's like some loud fun.
I mean, you know me well enough to know that I think one of my it's like a catchphrase almost. It's like I don't like fun.
Yes,
I don't. Well, like
the thing
fun.
Is, like an all-inclusive
holiday. I don't find fun.
This is not what we would have chosen, like, when it was just me and Alex going on holiday, we would go somewhere and then you go to restaurants every night and you get to, we like to walk around and,
explore
places and discover places. And we would go to, like New York or wherever,
totally.
That is.
An all-inclusive is an old people's home on the beach. That's what it is.
I mean, I don't Some mind. I also don't mind an all-inclusive holiday. You just don't have to think about anything while you're there. You know, the food is done. It's
the
not.
The food was not, but the food
was it not
were,
good.
It's no. It was not okay. Like it was bad. I feel bad. It was just basically right. Okay, here's a rule.
There's a brand called Icos.
Right, they're I'm writing this down.
If you
no,
look,
I'm not.
If you Can't find if you kind of like keep an eye on it, you can get deals. And they are like the food there is fucking amazing.
Here's the thing. I put this to you, and correct me if I'm just correct. Where do you stand on this? A holiday is where you go on holiday and for a small period of time you live a better life than you live at home. That's what a holiday was.
Yes, this is a point I have made in stand-up. Yeah, exactly.
This is, oh, is
I,
it?
Yeah, exactly. Almost exactly that phrasing.
So, okay, you know. Fantastic. So the food was not better than you're having a buffet. So the food's not better than what you would have at home or if you went to a local restaurant.
Having been on a lot of all-inclusive holidays, yes, the thought of you at an all-inclusive holiday, I just find so funny.
Yeah, it was like, ridiculous.
It's like a fish. It's like a, you know, like a fish out of water film. That is you at an all-inclusive holiday.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
I mean, I'm a dick at an all-inclusive holiday. I mean, you know.
What do you mean you're a dick?
Well, just sort of like, I'll get involved with a bit of banter.
You embrace so
like,
we'll be queuing up for
a buffet and someone in front of me, I'll be like, all right, mate, leave some for everyone else. And just that kind of banter.
Oh, God, no.
If you know, there is, like, well,
they didn't have, I don't know if they didn't have the rights. The hotels need rights to play music.
Yes, they will put a PRS.
Yeah, the PRS. So this is just in case you don't know, you need a license to play, you know, popular music. You need the license. So this hotel chain obviously didn't want to fork out, put their hands in their pockets. So basically what you got all day were recognisable songs sung by people that weren't the pop stars that sang them.
Amazing. The one we went to last time, we went to Cyprus in October. And
what was that thing you said? So I write it down. That thing you said that you could get
IKOS,
deals.
Maybe. It's IKOS. I mean, it is expensive. We only went there because we went with another couple who are really good at finding deals. So we got it a lot cheaper than it would be normally. But that is like, they've got an Italian restaurant, like an Asian restaurant. So it's kind of like they do Thai and China. It's fucking amazing. Like, the food's really good. But the one we went to this time, I think we've been quite lucky. I know it is when you go to one. Actually, I mean, we've always been all right with the food, really. The one we went to in Cyprus was good. And that had, like, a water park as part of it. And then it had, like, a wood-fired pizza place that was the snack bar. And that was on all day. And they were doing, like, proper, you know, nice. It just depends. The food is a big part of it, isn't it? Was the food not very good?
The olives taste, the name is vinegar. The olives taste of vinegar.
What did you not look at the reviews before you went?
I can't.
You can't rely on reviews because you look at a one-star review and go, this is just someone that's had a problem with a person that works there. Do you know what I mean? You go, I tell you what, I was never, and you go like, you've sort of got to read between the lines a bit. It is hard. I mean,
I just don't think it's worth it. The last time we spoke, I talked about, I think, getting through the holiday. And the weather was nice. I enjoyed the weather. We had a couple of days out in the old towns. That's where you always want to be, isn't it? The old towns of wherever you go.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I just go, I don't know how much this is worth it.
Why don't you just book an Airbnb in the old town?
Because of what Paul said. Grace says, see, I don't understand anything because I'm so fucking wrapped up in my own shit that I can't deal with it. So like, I'll be like, why are we here? This is horrendous. And she'll be like, because we've got a kid. This is what you have to do when you have a kid. So like Paul's just said. So you go, so I don't really ask any, there are no further questions, Your Honor. I just, okay. So I suppose this is it.
Why can't you put a kid in a townhouse in Malaga?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the bit
because
I don't really understand.
Because you're just sort of like constantly, your whole holiday is spent up like sorting out food and sort of, you know, that kind of thing. You've got to go to the supermarket. You've got to get what food they have, you know, chopped up cucumbers and, you know, whatever it is. Like, whereas an all-inclusive, you don't have to worry about any of that. You literally go down. There are
snacks. You do have to worry about how unhappy you've become. But other than
I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater on this one. I think maybe you just had a bad experience. And I think that, you know, it is going forward, it is definitely the best way. I think, you know, you talk about like going to the old town. This is the interesting thing about British people on holiday. You know, they are either that, the culture vultures, like, oh God, you know, we like to try all the local. Oh, we found this fantastic sort of typical, you know, which I think is very much your vibe. It's like, oh yeah, you know, like we went to this, you know. There's a fucking McDonald's here, mate. You know, think I have a foot in both camps. You know, I will get equally as excited about the fact that there is a McDonald's walking distance from the resort as I will about, you know.
Yes.
But that, sorry, go on.
No, that's commendable. That's, the thing is, right, is my idea of a good time is, right, quiet, silent. I like quiet, shush. Everyone shush.
And you are about to enter the loudest phase of your life ever. I can't. I mean, I almost can't cope on your behalf. Quiet is gone. Like, I just want a bit of peace and quiet. Yes, I know.
Where's he gone?
No. Sorry, I just knocked my microphone over. Just knocked over the Audio Technica. Almost, almost did about £3 worth of damage. Oh, thank God for that.
Quiet and stroll. No sudden movements.
Yes.
So let's say dancing. Dancing. What did you say? Was it water aerobics?
Yes.
That goes under the bracket of sudden movement. Doesn't it?
Sounds like you're in a horror
sudden,
film.
Sudden movement.
What was that?
Sudden,
oh God, it's just water aerobics. Thank God for that. It's just some bloke in a pair of Speedos jumping around to the Spice Girls.
So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN.
I got so excited then I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.